News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We begin the hour with an update on that killing in Dublin over the weekend. Gardaí and Pearse Street have been investigating the fatal assault which occurred on Clarendon Street in the early hours of Monday, the 1st of June. Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, has been following and reporting on the story since the incident occurred. Conor, what's the latest?
So the latest, Anton, is that Gardaí have been questioning two people in connection with the killing of Queen Balogun. Obviously, as you say, he was fatally stabbed on Clarendon Street in the early hours of the bank holiday morning. Now, there has been quite a rapid rate of progress, I guess, over the last 48 hours or so. Investigating Gardaí searched an Airbnb apartment on the south side of the city that they believe people who were at the scene of the crime, they went back there afterwards. The guards have seized evidence from there, so that's being analysed. A knife has also been seized as well. And as I say, two people have been questioned so far. So Gardaí are really, they're focusing their efforts on three people of interest who they believe were at the scene at the weekend. Now, one of those is one of the people who was detained. He was arrested yesterday afternoon and he's been held under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Another one of the people is the partner of one of the three men that Gardaí are keen to speak to. Gardaí are trying to establish if she helped him leave the country. It's believed that he went from the Republic in the hours after the attack, that he went from the Republic up the north and then got a car ferry over to the UK. So they're liaising with the police in Britain. They're trying to find him. They're trying to encourage him to come back. And they effectively just want to speak to these three men because they believe they have vital information to share on the killing.
Do you get the sense that Gardaí are content with the manner in which the investigation is progressing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. It has progressed quite quickly. The area where this all happened is obviously very heavily covered by CCTV as well. So they do have good quality images of the whole, chain of events that really spilled out from a concert that was taking place on Grafton Street into the early hours of the morning. And then obviously the victim was then chased up Johnson's Court, which is just off Grafton Street, and onto Clarendon Street where he stabbed, where he was stabbed again. So there is CCTV of that whole area. This concert that everybody appears to have been at, it was a very small venue. There wasn't lots and lots of people at it. The guards believe a lot of the people who were there, knew each other or certainly were known to each other. And that they feel that that will aid the inquiry, that you're really dealing with, lots of people who knew each other here. So there will be a lot of people able to identify those involved when they speak to Gardaí.
Conor, thanks very much. And obviously, if you want to read Conor's reporting, it is in the Irish Times, where he's the crime and security editor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.